Sanhedrin, Per Gimel Mishnah Ches. Kol Zman Shemei V'Raya. The two parties are left and they presented their cases. This one brought a shtar, this one brought Edim, this one brought whatever circumstantial evidence he could bring. As long as they bring Raya, as long as they have more evidence to produce, which is very often the case, two parties, they were in business and each one presented so many arguments for his side that the business belongs to him or the investment belongs to him, whatever it is. So then Soyser said it, even though they presented, but if they bring Raya's afterwards, he could be Soyser, the Muskurishan of the Dayanim, and the din will change accordingly. However, Omruloi, let's say they tell the parties, Kol Raya Shiyesh Lecho Hove Mikanat Shloshim Yom, the Bezdin puts a time limit. Can have a pask in a case. They'll say, no, I still have some paperwork and I'll still bring. They give a time. They say, everything you bring from now till 30 days is admissible. Motzah B'tech Shloshim Yom Soyser, then it could be Soyser, the din Bezdin incorporates that into the Psa. La'acha Shloshim Yom Enei Soyser. After 30 days, not. It sounds like over here, Vert Mischadish, that the Dayan has a koyach to be mafkia, the schus of one of the Bali Dvarim to bring, because there's no other way. Otherwise, you're never going to get a Pesach Din out. It happens in every Bezdin like this. Omar, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, my yasis er shlemotzav tech shleshim, umotzav lach er shleshim. What should he do? One party, he was a little bit of a shlemazel. He wasn't organized. His papers were all over the place. He needed an accountant to come in to make seder. And then he was able to pull out the invoice, the document that he needed, the transcript of the conversation that he had, the email that he pulled up, that would be a riot to him. So, said he doesn't lose. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel doesn't hold of this koyach of Bezdin to limit the submission of new evidence. Nacha machlokes. Amru loy, the dayanim told the baldover. Have edim, v'oma in li edim. Amru have shraya, bring a star, bring something, v'oma in li shraya, raya. I'm no raya, it's my word against his story. Ulaachas man hevi raya, umotso edim, hareza in a klum. Tanakama holds that from the fact that he said in li raya, in li edim, that's it. That's a hidos baldin that he doesn't have. So then if he brings it afterwards, it's inadmissible. You already made a hidos baldin that whatever you're going to bring afterwards is shaloi kalocha. Now, there's any limit this. What happens if he says, as far as I know, if I don't have rayas? And then there was somebody who came in Dinas Hayom. They didn't have email in those days. Somebody came in Dinas Hayom and he says, I happen to have been in the business then and I saw that Pliny took out that inventory b'chulei. So his hoidos baldin was based on a toys. It was based on not knowing. When do we say that a hoidos baldin of a person saying, I don't have documentation, I don't have edim, is when he says, there was nobody there, I have nothing, this is my word, this is my claim, that's what it is. There was nobody there, loikan v'loi b'mokam achet. So there he spoke it out. There we have to consider that a hoidos baldin, that there are no edim, there is no shtar. Abraham Shem Yomli is not in the spoil. Mayas is a shloi edim, sheyesh leedim. He didn't know. There's a case where a person admits something and he's wrong. Now, it sounds like the machlokes is the same machlokes, even though ostensibly, in the first case in the Mishnah, it has to do with the koyach and the bal of the dayanim to limit submission of new information. The second case is a shayla in Hilchos Hoidos Baldin. When is it called the Hoidos Baldin? On the part of one of the parties where he says, I don't have what to give to the Bezdin. Filochi, Vaisdois Rav Shimon Gamliel's thought process over here is that whenever a person says, I don't have, or whenever the Bezdin says, this is when you can bring it, we see that as an ongoing process. We don't see that as a limit that's in place. So therefore, the Hoido is not a Hoido, and the Koyach Bezdin can't be the Bezdin is shutting down one of the parties. That doesn't make sense. In the middle of the two machloikes can go together. Here's a third case in the Mishnah that the Mishnah does not bring as a machloikes between the two sides. Omru loy, have edim, the dayanim tell the baldover, that one of the parties, bring edim. Omar in li edim, have raya, vama in li raya, similar to what we had before. Then he sees Roshim Schaib Adin, he sees Kikolsol of Haro, that they're about to be Mechaib, he doesn't have a story. And the other guy has a convincing story, and we're going to believe the other guy. V'omar, then he says, Kirvu ploini u ploini v'ha'iduni. So-and-so should come say edus. He takes out in his wallet. He has a document. He says, "No, here's the raya." Here it's clear that something was up. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel would be masking that when something's fishy. You said you don't have a raya, and then as soon as you see the bezna, okay, you see where the winds are blowing, and you pull something out of your wallet. Why didn't you present in the first place? Vice does. You yourself know that checker, and the reason why you didn't present is because you didn't want to be caught in the act. So now that you're going to lose, now's when you pull it out. Okay, we see where things are holding. That would be yet considered Hidoz Baldin, and we won't accept it. The reason why it's not a machlok is because Rishim Gamliel have added his maidah to this. Perek Dalet. The Mishnah now is going, the last few Mishnahs about how a din Torah works, and the structure, and how we listen and absorb and come to a psak is in Dine Momnes. The Mishnah now says that there's a whole another set of halachas for Dine Nefoshes. However, the basic framework of Parshas Eidus is the same. Echad Dine Momnes v'echad Dine Nefoshes b'drisha v'chakiru. Both Dine Momnes and both Dine Nefoshes be'etzem, the Torah says, v'dorashno v'chokartu. You have to drill Eidim. One is a lashon of drisha, one is a lashon of hakir, which we'll have to explain. Both of eduyos, dine momnes and dine nefashos, are the same. Chazal, look at the Rav over here. Chazal said that dine momnes, we don't want to be mayrich because we want to be able to process dine Torah properly, halvois and business zaken. If we're going to drill edim and we're going to ask a multitude of questions in dine momnes, we're going to shut down due process, and Mamela Chazal waived their requirement of Drisha v'chakir b'dinei Momenis, but by dinei Malkis, by dinei Nefoshes, by punishments, by Einshim, there we stick to the din Torah and we do Drisha v'chakir. The fact that Midaraisa they're both the same, the Mishnah backs up Shen Nema Mishpat Echad Yelochem. The Mishnah understands that's the same qualification of Edom, the same way Legabe Psule Edus. Psule Dayonis doesn't make a difference whether it's a din Torah on $100 or whether somebody's life is at stake. Same thing. Ma be dinei momnes din nefoshes. Dinei momnes b'shloisha, dinei nefoshes b'asim b'shloisha. They're not the same. The choymer of one is mechayev 23 dayonim, not three. But the quality of the daikonus of the edus, that has to be the same with their eyes. So again, like we said, din derabonon, that Chazal waived the din drishav chakir b'dinei momnes. Dinei momnes poischim ben l'schus ben l'chayv. There are other nafkaminas. Nafkamina one is that by dinei momnes you could start from Ruvain, who's demanding $100, stuff from Shimon, who says, I don't know $100. That's what we could hear. Protocol says that you hear the toiveya first, but it's not l'ikuvah. Dinei nefoshes, there's a din Torah. The Torah puts a kepeda by dinei nefoshes to slant, to tilt the din Torah to start with in favor of acquittal. The burden of proof in a very big way by dinei nefoshes is going to be to be mechayvim. There's no mokim for a psak din of pleni at chayvim dinei nefoshes unless it's 10,000%. And because of that, you have to start l'tzaras kos. You have to hear with arguments in favor of that he's not chayv. The pasuk says v'shoftu eido v'tzilu eido. So the Torah calls that v'hitzilu eido. There has to be 10 dayanim. We said we learned at the end of the first pact. There's 10 an eido from this side, from that side. There has to be a concerted effort of v'hitzilu. There happens to be that the Gemara adds also that if they're going to be pesach l'tzad choiv, he's going to be intimidated into not opening up his mouth, and the v'hitzilu over here has to take center stage. So therefore, the halacha is that ain't poischim l'choivu. Dine momenis matin al pi echod ben l'schus ben l'choivu. We explained that you could have a din Torah where two are passing against one. However, by dine nefoshes, matin al pi echod l'schus, you could pass in 12 against 11 l'schus, but not 12 against 11 l'choivu, al pi shnayim l'choivu. Ayin, what we explained at the end of the first parak. Dine momenis machzirin. Dine momenis, we could be choizer, and we could be soiser and change our minds. Ben l'schus ben l'choivo. Once we made up our mind, but if new evidence comes to them, ben l'schus ben l'choivo. Of course, consistent with what we had at the end of the third parak. But by dine momenis, you could always change your mind. Dine nefoshes, machzirin l'schus ben machzirin l'choivo. Even if Bezin came to a psak that plenty is chayiv misa,
and then something came up, another consideration, Bezdin Patus, that's fine. But once Bezdin came out with a decision to be Mezakim, dosi dos. It's chal on him that there can't be a choif. Anybody who's there, didn't tell you, they were always Talmidim, that's the way they learned how to paskin dine mominis. So anybody who wants in the audience could bring up a thought. Dine nefoshes? No. Much more chomer. Akol melamdin schus. That anybody could bring up, because there we're looking for schus. We stack the cards in favor of schus. However, in akol melamdin choiva, only the dayanim themselves, the being malamed choiva goes against the vihitzilu ha'edo, and that has to be done only by dayanim mumchim. Tine mominis, ha'malamed choiva, one who's malamed choiva, one who brings up a tzad choiv, malamed schus. You could go both ways. One dying could say, look, I hear a svara to say that's yet called a ma'isa mazik, and I could hear a svara to say it's called not a ma'isa mazik. I hear one svara this, one svara that, okay, let's decide. But he could bring up both tzadim. So a malamed choiva could be a malamed schus, and a malamed schus could be a malamed choiva. However, dine nefoshes, ha malamed choiva malamed schus. You could always go back to the tzad. Remember, we always have to stack the tzad as schus. Aval ha malamed schus, eni yochel lachzor ulamed choiva. That he can't do. Dine momenis, donim bayoim, v'goimrim balaylo. This is already not just in terms of stacking one side, but the procedural tsura of dine mominis. There's a chiluk between dine mominis and dine nefashis. Again, the chiluk that we had, all the chilukim that we have in terms of the tsura, how many dayonim, and how the bezdin functions, the chilukim between the nefashis and dine mominis. The mishpat echa yir lochem is legabi the accuracy of the edim. We'll never let Eidus go through unless it's 1,000%, and that's why the Dush of Chakira is so important for both. Again, we haven't yet defined what Dush of Chakira is. We'll get to that. Dine Mominis, we learn out a pasuk in the Torah that it has to be Bayoim. You might grab and learn this out from an interesting Makor. The punishment of those that bow down to Baal Peor in Parshas Pinchos is Vahoyka Oysom Lashem Neged HaShomesh. So we learn out that the Oynish and the din and the hachra and the whole thing has to be carried out by yom. Done by yom, v'goyim by yom. However, din in mominis, there's two parts to the din momin. There's the etzem being maimed, the two parties in front of the bezin, what we call haschol as adin. That's called done by yom. That has to be dafka by day. The bezin coming to a decision and rendering a psak could be balayla. The Gemara brings like this. The pasuk says in by Yisroi, where he set up the first Sanhedrin, the shoftu was on becholeis, mashma 24 hours there, 24/7. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kisei, is bono. The Gemara understands that when a person sets up a will and testament to be meirish to his children, again, we're not going to go into the protim, or what we had in Bava Basu Yeshnechem, what does it mean a person setting up a will and testament? Yerusha goes with the Seder Nachlois. So here a person is setting up matonis mechaim, so you'll say, it's not a Yerusha then, it's matonis mechaim. Good, that's a sugi in Bava Basra, why we look at this type of thing formally as Hilchas Yerusha. It's defined over there, V'hoya Bayoim. For our purposes, the fact is that the Torah refers to the Seder, which is like a din. V'hoya Bayoim Hinchila Ezbonim, has to be by day. So how we reconcile Bayoim with V'shoftu Osam B'choleis? So V'shoftu Osam B'choleis means when the Bezdin is Shoifit, when they come to a Gemar Din. When they're Noisiv and Noisin and they come to a decision. However, when it's set up, when you're the procedural, putting the two parties and putting the two tzadim on the table, the Kabbalah Seidus, that has to be bayoim. One last prat, dine mominis goimrim boi bayoim. Dine mominis, they hear the din Torah, if it's straightforward, they don't need that much time, they can decide that day, ben l'schus, ben l'choivo. Dine nefoshes goimrim boi bayoim l'schus, you can hurry it up if you see that there's holes in the case, you can patter them up. However, if they're going to paskin l'choiv, that needs overnight. There's no such thing as paskin l'choiv, dini nefoshes, on a person's life without really thinking it over. B'yom shalachrov l'choivo, it has to be the next day. L'fikoch, therefore it's poshut, that ain't done in loy be'erev Shabbos, loy be'erev yontiv, because you can't paskin on Shabbos, because if you're going to paskin on Shabbos, you're going to have to kill him that day. The Torah says that the day of the Psak is the day of the Misa. When those turners signed, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel that says that you're not allowed to carry out Einshei Nefoshois on Shabbos. We'll learn more about that later. The pasuk says, Lo Sivaru Eish B'chomosh V'Seichem V'Yema Shabbos. And Chazal Darshan, one drosha, Lo Sivaru Eish, refers to the Eish of Sreifa of Dine Misa. Even though there's a mitzvah saseh of Dani Dine Nefoshois, it's not Deiche Shabbos. And because of that, they can't paskin either, because it has to be the same day. So, Meli, you can't start Dine Nefoshois on an Erev Shabbos or an Erev Yom Tov.